somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing today? I'll tell you, as I always say, usually every day, not always, just sometimes. It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood, isn't it? Anyway, I was reading an interesting book. I bought it a couple of years ago, and I never finished it. I bought it. I was actually driving home from work. Well, this was a few years ago, actually. I was driving home from work, and it was about 3:30 in the morning, and I was listening to talk radio, and I was listening to this author talk about a book she had written entitled The Language Police. And I thought, now, this is a novel thing, isn't it? Who exactly are the language police? And so I thought, I got to buy that book, so I bought the book, but I never got around to reading it. I read a few pages of it, but I never finished it. I always have about 10 books going at the same time. And then I get some of them I finish, some of them I don't. You know, I get sidetracked reading stuff on the internet and reading a book and that and this. And you know how things go. You just get a lot of things going on that kind of stand in the way of you doing what it is you want to do. So consequently, I don't always finish some of the things I'd like to finish. But hey, that's just life. Now listen, I don't have a guest lined up today, so this is kind of going to be a free-for-all. Anybody who wants to call in and give me their opinion on whatever it is they want to give their opinion on is more than welcome to do so. I want to give out the call number, and that is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number. And listen, everybody, I say this every day, but it needs to be said, and it needs to be said multiple times. Listen, we are redistributors of the truth here on this network, and the way to keep the truth on the air is to help support it. So you can always donate. Hey, there's a donate button up on Republic Broadcasting Network's website, which is republicbroadcasting.org. You can send them a check through snail mail, and here's the address for Republic Broadcasting. It's 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can call them up, 800-724-2719. You can advertise your business or service on the network, which I think is just a brilliant idea, personally, because I got news for you. Listen, if this station, this network, isn't allowed to continue and it costs money, there ain't no free lunch in life, then you're not going to hear the truth. All you're going to hear is the hustle that you always hear out of the mainstream media. And we know all they are is hustlers. They are redistributors of hustle, not the truth. They are the fiction farriers. So anyway, listen, we're also on Facebook, Republic Broadcasting Network. And I want to say hello to everybody out there who is listening all over Texas on our latest station, KHFX 1140 AM in Dallas and Fort Worth. And I want to say hello to everybody everywhere else in the country on all the little stations that carry our programming. We are thrilled that you do. And hello to everybody listening all around the world, and there are people who listen to this network from all around the world because they recognize the truth when they hear it. So anyway, 800-313-9443 is the number to call. 800-313-9443 is that magic number, and my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And that's the place to go. I've got a lot of good information on my website. I've got a lot of links to a lot of important sites you need to go to, people who have been striving to get the truth out there for varying lengths of time. Tons of information out there. Please go check it out. A lot of those recommended links I have on my website are great resources. Listen, that cue music is my cue to stop talking. We're going to break. We'll be back in three, and then I'll grab Renee in North Carolina. Don't go away, everybody!
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Broden, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion. And the call-in show today, as it is every day, is 800-313-9443. The call-in number for the show, I should say, 800-313-9443. So when I was mentioning this book, The Language Police, in the first few minutes of the show. And I want to, I always talk about George Orwell a lot because really, you know, if you read his books, 1984, Animal Farm, you know, he tells you what's happening. And so it's always good to, read books, look back on the past to see the future because the past is a predictor of the future. Because the past invariably repeats itself because humans never look back to the past to figure out how to fight what's going to happen to them in the future, which the future becomes today, right? Doesn't it? So anyway, in this book, The Language Police, one of the things she writes about, and this is about Newspeak, and do you know that Newspeak, and this is from George Orwell's 1984, do you know that Newspeak is the only language in the world whose vocabulary gets smaller every year? See, the whole aim of Newspeak is to narrow the range of thought. In the end, we shall make thought crime literally impossible because there will be no words in which to express it. The goal of the language police is not just to stop us from using objectionable words, but to stop us from having objectionable thoughts. The language police believe that reality follows language usage. If they can stop people from ever seeing offensive words and ideas, they can prevent them from having the thought or committing the act that the words signify. If they never read a story about suicide or divorce, then they will never even think about killing themselves or ending their marriage. If they abolish words that have man as a prefix or suffix, then women will achieve equality. If children read and hear only language that has been cleansed of any meaning, any mean or hurtful words, they will never have a mean or hurtful thought. With enough censorship, the language police might create a perfect world. And you know, it's really very true. And I'm going to talk about some of the examples that this author put in her book, The Language Police, about the censorship that takes place. And many of us are already aware of it, but you have no idea how much censorship takes place in our educational system in this country, because, of course, their goal is to try to achieve what they call social justice, which really is not justice at all. They should really rename it. If they were telling the truth, they would call it social injustice, because what it does is it doesn't create equality. It creates inequality. And their zeal, their goal to have diversity is really uniformity. So they're not interested in diversity. They're not interested in diverse ideas. They're interested in uniform ideas. All ideas must be the same. All people must think the same thoughts. And so we're going to talk about that more throughout the next 2 hours. And right now I want to take my caller from North Carolina, Renee. Hi, Renee.
Hi. I heard you yesterday on John Statmiller and decided to call you today.
Oh, I'm glad you did.
Well, you know, I was really glad that you remained calm. You did not interrupt. You did not resort to name-calling like many of the hosts do when someone called in with a differing opinion. And you her talk, you didn't cut her off. And you see, I think, and I was so glad another person kind of called in and said that too. You know, we just don't get anywhere behaving that other way. It may make your ego temporarily feel superior, you know, whatever, but it gets us nowhere, because actually to beat the ruling elite, we're going to have to join hands with some of the people we maybe have found distasteful in the past, because it's going to require very large numbers. And if you notice, even sometimes, I actually, you know, I consider myself, you know, an independent, but sometimes I see people on the left, like, being fairer to Ron Paul, like Jon Stewart, when he exposed how he's treated in the news. And there's some actually people on the left that are fairer to Ron Paul than the neocons on the right. And we will actually probably find more friendship for anti-war on the left than the right. I mean, look how many people cheered at the Republican debates. They were cheering war and capital punishment. Now, at times, war and even capital punishment might be necessary. But to cheer them, I don't think there's any ever time to cheer either one of those, particularly capital punishment at this time in our society, as corrupt as our justice system is. I can't really get behind it, because the prosecutors and police are often vindictive. They just want to say they can have solved the case, and they'll convict anybody, and they have no conscience. It doesn't bother them at all to send an innocent person to jail. So the thing is, you know, when people, we have to realize this whole right-left, conservative, liberal, communist, capitalist, all of this, I stay away from these words, because both systems were designed by the ruling elite. And they know people will pick their sides like they'll pick their teams. And as soon as you start using these words, you stick your foot in their trap. Because then the seesaw begins, and you say something, and the other person feels like they have to defend themselves, and then says they, and then the ruling elite are killing themselves laughing, because they've started this whole conflict, which keeps us from coming together, and they get to manipulate and control us for their own benefit. So I try to avoid those words. And actually, like I say, I feel that we have to find a way to join with with the other side to some degree, because in order to defeat these people, we have to be really careful not to cause conflict and to try to find those areas that we do agree, like getting rid of war. And see, the thing is, you're going to scare people to death. These people that go, they just want to stop everything. We will, unless we find a way to help show people that, yes, we want liberty, but we're not just going to cut the faucet off on one day and you're on your own. Because if you go offering some poor person, say, oh, look, I'm going to give you liberty, and and they are at this time down on their knees financially, and the other person says, I'm going to give you a bag of groceries, guess which side's going to win? Okay, so let me have a way to hear a minute, Renee,
because I want to comment on, you've made several points, so give me a chance to comment, and you'll stay on with me, so don't worry about that.
Oh, thank you. First off, I
want to thank you for calling, and, you know, it's very difficult sometimes to not lose your patience with people who have ideas that differ from yours. I'm not always great at that. A lot of times I get a little peeved and a little irritated by people whose logic, whose thought process, I believe, lacks any kind of logical basis for it. But I do think that the only way you can understand where other people are coming from is to read what it is they write and listen to the words that they speak, because that's the way you're going to figure out how they're thinking, and that's how you're going to be able to figure out how to counter what it is that they're thinking. So you have to listen, as much as it drives you crazy sometimes, and it certainly does me as well. So, you know, I'm certainly no different than any of the other hosts that are on this network. I'm not always patient with a lot of people. And I don't know, we all talk about, can't we all just get along? You know, when I think that they're trying to convince us, well, we need to join hands with people with different ideas. Well, I think that we find allies in a lot of different places. However, I think that the better thing to try to do is not to give up your principles, but to try to persuade other people that how they're approaching something isn't the most logical way to achieve their objective. So I think that's a better strategy. I don't know if you can always join hands with people who have thoughts that are entirely in opposition to yours. For example, you're talking about when both sides are all of the different dialectics. You're referring to Hegel's dialectic out there when you talk about the GOP versus the Democrat, left versus right. Well, all of those are created, those different opposites are designed to move us in a specific direction. But a lot of times, it's very hard not to get sucked into the dialectic, because it is used to manipulate us. But you also can't say that you can now, for example, if you're opposed to abortion, and you're talking with someone who thinks abortion is okay, and, you know, how do you, what's the consensus? What's the synthesis, if you would, with Hegel's dialectic thesis, antithesis, and synthesis, which is the combining of two opposites to form a new thesis, really. How does one rectify those opposite, 180-degree opposite opinions of abortion and anti-abortion, pro-abortion, anti-abortion? I mean, do we say, well, okay, you can only have an abortion until 3 months gestation, and then somehow that becomes an acceptable position to people who are entirely opposed to it? See what I'm saying?
Yeah, there are some things that we cannot, like you say, it will be more difficult. But I'm saying that we could make a lot of progress, because there are areas that we can come together on. You know, because like I say, I find Ron Paul can get along with and agree with Bernie Sanders on some issues. Now, if Ron Paul and Bernie Sanders can come together, is what I'm saying, is like, he is much more flexible than some of his so-called followers. He also comes together with Dennis Kucinich on some things.
Hang on, Renee, because we got to go to break. Hang on. We'll be right back, everybody. Don't go away. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. We'll be right back.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. You are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number today is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Listen, you have to put the word "the" in there before Unsolicited Opinion, otherwise you're going to be taken to some other entirely different thing, and it won't be getting to my website. So you have to put in the Unsolicited Opinion, all three words, to make it happen. Please go there. Lots of good information on my website. Renee, we're talking about one of the things that you had mentioned was that we shouldn't use different words like capitalism or communism. And I think what happens when you don't use words is what happens is then you fall right into their hands, because if you don't use language that is designed to describe things, people, persons, places, objects, then you're not going to be able to have the words available to be able to describe concepts. And so if you eliminate words, if you avoid using them because you think somehow you're falling into the hands of the ruling elite, well, by not using them, I believe you're falling into the hands of the ruling elite, because you're going along with the censorship. You're self-censoring, and I think that's a self-defeating position to take.
Words where they do more harm than good at this point, so we just disagree on that. I think there are other words. We should be able to discuss things without staying away from the loaded words that have different meanings to different people.
Well,
unless you're going to define them.
Let me ask you a simple question
for you. Do you want to win this battle or do you want to lose?
Do I want to win this battle? I want to win it. And I'm
going
to
tell you how.
Okay. What? How do you think we're going to win it if we don't use words that accurately describe
concepts? That's not it. Like I say, this, I'm going to tell you how to win, and then look, and a lot of people that think they're part of the solution are not really the part of the problem. This is the deal. There has to be a transition way, okay? We have to have a transition point.
Transition to what?
Okay. We have, like, 45 million people on food stamps. Like you say, whereas if we go against those people and say, we're going to give you liberty, but they're going to give you groceries, those people are going to go to their side. Now, and we need numbers on our side. This is the deal. If we have to tell people, yes, our goal is liberty in the long run, but we understand that we're in a terrible mess. Actually, the thing is, we could give these people, if we can get them to join with us, to do something about all the money that's missing from the Pentagon, all our corrupt contractors and war profiteers and bankers that are stealing us blind. If you come with us, we will go through a transition period of, well, I don't know, 10, 15 years. Well, yes, we will have a safety net for you while we turn this thing around to where we can have jobs for you. We're not going to just dump you out and tell you you're on your own tomorrow.
Well, let me interrupt you one second, Renee. Who do you believe is saying that we're dumping people out and going to cut food stamps tomorrow? I don't hear anybody. Who's saying that? Because I haven't heard that. Who's saying that?
Well, they don't come out and say it, but a lot of people who say, you know, there are conservatives and stuff, they want to take all this safety nets away.
They don't. I'm going to disagree with you there, Renee. I haven't heard a single one of the people who are, I'm assuming you're referring to the people who call themselves Republicans. I haven't heard a single one of them say they want to cut food stamps.
They want to cut Social, are you kidding me? They want to cut Social Security.
I don't think that they're saying they want to cut it. No, not at all. I think they want to make it a functional system. That doesn't imply cutting it.
Well, I've heard different. They want to get rid of it. The thing
is, we can't both talk at the same time to have a conversation. Who is it you believe says they want to cut out Social Security and eliminate it?
Many of the Republicans.
Oh, name one. Name one.
The Koch brothers.
They're not the Koch brothers. Last time I checked, they're not running for office.
But they're big financial supporters behind the scenes of many of the Republicans.
You know what? Here's one of the dirty little secrets, Renee. You know who are the big supporters behind the Republicans and the Democrats? All of these wealthy people. They support both sides.
I'm not an idiot. I know that. But the thing is, and I'm not a Democrat, like I say, I'm a registered independent. I find fault with both sides. And I think this gives me a better view because too many people, once they have an identity, it's like a sports team with their side. It's a part of their identity that they feel they have to defend. But the thing is, if we want to win, we have to get large numbers. And the only way we're going to get there are some good people on the left, and they're not going to just dump poor people like a lot of people on the right want to. And so the thing
I see when you're saying a lot, I don't think that's accurate. I don't think a lot of people want to just dump poor people. In fact, I think you're playing right into the whole dialectic that's been created over the decades that somehow Democrats have a market on morality and they're for the little guy,
no,
and the Republicans are only for the big
incorrect.
Guy.
You're making assumptions about what I'm saying that are totally incorrect. Don't get me wrong. The Democrats are no saints. They only throw those people. They don't really care about those poor people. They throw them a bone to get their votes so they can get power, okay? So just in a way, the Republicans are more out and out about it. They just can't stand them. The thing is, so I have no illusions about the Democrats.
Renee. We've got to go to break again. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Don't go away. I'll be right back in three, so hang in there.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. If you would like to call into the show this morning, 800-313-9443 is the number to do that, 800-313-9443. Renee, are you still on with me?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
And I just still contend that this is going to take massive numbers of people. And the real problem is not the poor. It's the stealing at the top. The trillions of dollars that go missing that our government and the financial sector and our government have. Actually, I believe if you did the math, if we could stop all their stealing, we could actually give people food and health care and still end up with more money in our pockets. But the thing is, to get people who are elderly and poor on our side, to get our numbers, to have some unity together, we have to come out with a plan that assures them we're not just going to dump you. Our goal is liberty. But until we understand, we can't just leave you fending for yourself until we rebuild this country and get the jobs back over here. And we're going to have a transition plan where, you know, we can do this. And if we stopped all the stealing from the bankers and the top government officials, I think that's where the big money drain is. And I think we can afford to do this.
Well, I think that you need to speak the truth in order to do that. And I don't think that you're ever going to be successful at that when you manipulate people by buying their votes, so to speak. I think that the truth is what sets people free, Renee, and nothing else will do that. And I would have to disagree with you, your characterization of some people want to just throw the poor off and the old people out on the street and everybody's going to be eating dog food and that stuff. The manipulation of the monetary system in this country as well as all the nations around the world is the problem here, and other things that bite themselves. Yeah, and so the first thing we need to do is fix that, and the only way we're going to fix that is making people aware that the real criminals are the ones who are the people who had formed the Federal Reserve Bank, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the J.P. Morgan, the Schiff, the Mellons, so on and so forth. And until we accomplish that feat, to have people actually recognize what a falsehood our whole monetary system is, and how the reason why we don't have jobs is because they have been outsourced deliberately by the people who control the money in the world, and they control the rise and fall of economies throughout the world. We're never going to make that happen. So telling somebody you're going to get to have food stamps from now until the rest of your life, until health reasons.
You're twisting my words. That's not what I said. We actually agree on what the problem is. See, you're trying to polarize with me.
I'm not trying to polarize with you, Renee. I'm telling you that I don't think telling people that, I'm going to go back to a biblical adage. It says you teach a man to give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. Teach a man to fish, he'll eat for a lifetime. And so what is happening in this country is that people are not being taught to fish. They're being handed fish, and they're being handed fish to manipulate them, and the goal is to drive them to their knees. And when people are poor and hungry, they're easily manipulated, and they will go along with anything their master dictates that they have to do.
And you're not really listening to me.
I am saying, give him a
bag of sandwiches until he can get his hook in the water and start catching his own fish.
Renee, I'm not saying cut welfare programs. I'm not saying cut food stamps. I'm not saying cut social services. But until you educate people how they are manipulated by different things, you're never going to get these people on your side. Because human nature, being what it is, Renee, people are going to say, well, why the hell should I have to go to work? I got three hots in a cot right now. I don't need to go to work. Somebody else is going to take care of me. Somebody else is going to give me something. And that sloth that falls into play here, you can go to the seven deadly sins that were so accurately described. Human beings fall prey to those different frailties, if you will, all of the time. And
well,
I don't
some
I
do. Just, no, we have good, yes, we have some poor people are bad. I'll be the first to say that. But some of them are not. They're just a victim.
Well, nobody said that. You're implying
they were born in the lucky sperm club. They were born poor. They haven't had a good. They've had some disadvantages, and they want to have a better life, just like everybody else. But, you know, it's not all one side is good and all the
nobody
other side
said
is bad.
That.
It's a mixture.
I'm going to tell you, and then I'm going to cut you loose here, Renee, because I've got other callers. I am going to say that I don't think anybody's saying one side is good and the other side is bad. You certainly don't hear me singing the praises of the Republicans or the Democrats or anybody else. So
certainly
don't think one side is good and the other side is bad. I think they both suck. I think they both suck because the Democrats are the left hand and the Republicans are the right hand, and they're both connected to the same body. The same head is controlling both sides. So on that note, thanks for calling, Renee. I hope you keep listening, and you're more than welcome to call in and give me your opinion anytime. Let's go to Tom in Brooklyn. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Calm down, Maggie. Calm down.
not calm, dear.
I hear you. You know, everybody looks at these things with the broad brush, and they don't look at some of the finer points of what has happened. During the Bush Senior administration, there was an integration of health, education, and welfare. Everybody thought it was a great idea. That the basic concept was to consolidate the power and give the interagency interaction and availability of funds. Unfortunately, Social Security used to be a pool, and that gave them access to the Social Security pool funding. Now, here's the deal here, Maggie. If they want to fix Social Security, perhaps they should just go back to the original concept it was intended for. You had to pay in 40 quarters. if you did not pay in 40 quarters, you had to be disabled while you were working to collect it. It didn't have anything to do with paying out to Mexicans, paying out to Russians, paying out to Arabs, paying out to anybody that came over here on a raft from another country. That's where the fault lies. Now, the American candidates will never tell you about those type of things for the simple reason that they won't be able to buy votes. They buy votes. They buy votes. And the bottom line here is, if you want honesty in government, you must first let people understand what the function of government is. And here in America, the only function of government and the only constitutional mandate there is to protect our borders. And are they doing a good job of it? No.
No. No, I'm assuming that's a rhetorical statement. No, they're not. But why aren't they doing a good job of it, Tom? They're not doing a good job of it. Because the goal is to collapse this economy. The goal is this whole one world government. And in this one world government, everybody is a citizen of the globe. There are no borders. There are
no places. We are paying the tariff for the entire globe. And even you want to start with the United Nations and all of this crap? Why are we paying 2/3 of the operational budget for the United Nations if we get one vote? Come on. It's time for Americans to stand up and stop being international suckers. We have a heritage that was based in revolution, and it's time. It's time. Enough is enough. Get back to reality. Get off the prescription medicines. Get off your ass and do something.
I agree. Hear, hear. Well, I agree, Tom.
How do you like me now, Maggie?
I like you. Hey, there's a lot of people I like. You'd be surprised. But no, I think that you are right on the money. But see, here it goes back to education. And like I had started talking about this language police.
Tom,
you and I can't talk at the same time.
Okay,
you can't have a conversation when we both talk at the same time. So I'll let you get another point in. Let me say something, okay? The whole idea is if we have a dumbed-down populace who doesn't recognize these different things, who do not recognize the concept of capitalism versus the concept of communism, then they are going to fall prey to it, aren't they? So the only way is you are illustrating here with your statements, we have to have knowledge. People have to be educated. They have to understand what these systems are. People need to understand what's in the Constitution. What does it say? What does the Declaration of Independence say? What does the Bill of Rights say? Why were they written the way they were written? Who were the founding fathers? What were their experiences? What did they feel was critical to put in our foundational documents to prevent what they experienced from ever happening again? I mean, there was a reason why they wrote the things the way they wrote them. And if the American people don't understand what that means, then we're going to be slaves real quick, all over again.
My turn yet?
Yeah, go right ahead, Tom.
Okay. Do you know what the United States Institute of Peace is?
The United States Institute of Peace. No, I don't believe I'm familiar with that.
The United States Institute of Peace is a socialist organization which actually is responsible for the hijacking of the United States educational system. They used to send people from all over the country. It started with the departmental heads in high school, okay, for seminars in Washington, D.C., which they got paid for, and they got credits. You understand, college credits towards their master's or doctorate degrees. And it was all about the new thinking. They brought in the new math. They brought in revised history. They changed the books. They did all kinds of wonderful things to dumb down the children.
Yeah, well, I am aware of that.
Well, you're aware of that, but I'm telling you where it came from. See,
okay.
If you do not research the source, okay, of the problem, you cannot identify or track where the problem is going to go next. Okay.
Well, Tom, let me tell you something. I had a couple of ladies on my show, one who worked in the Department of Education back in Reagan's first term, Charlotte Thompson Iserby, who wrote a book, you may be aware of, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. Right. So she traces this goal of deliberately dumbing down the American populace, at least for the last 100 years, if not longer. So it's an excellent resource for people. Tom, I want to thank you for calling. We're going to go to another caller. We've got Bob in California. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Fine, Maggie, and you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, you got some interesting people on your show today. I'm really learning quite a bit of stuff. I'm with the Face-Off Movement. I'm not sure if you know who they are, but we are fighting aggressive code enforcement people. The offices of code enforcement?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I've had a lot of Face-Off people on my program, Bob.
Yeah, and so I'm calling in just to let people know that this thing is bigger than everybody can realize. We're experiencing problems with the government's taking people's property away from them through legal forms. Redevelopment programs does it. Sustainable development does it. Eminent domain does it. And what we're trying to do is just fight the local levels of the code enforcement people that are trying to take your personal property away from you.
Well, they are working fervishly at that all over the country, Bob, and you know that because, I've had a lot of people on my show from Face Off, from all around the country, from Florida, from Texas, from California. I've had people contact me from different states who've had issues with code enforcement, which, of course, the goal is to drive people out of their property so that they can force them to go into what I call green ghettos, which is, of course, these urban growth boundaries, these human settlements. That's the game plan for us to all be off our land living in this tenement in these cities that they like to call smart growth. So.
Yes, exactly. The lady you talked to, Renee, in the beginning, she was talking about people getting offered groceries and things like that. Well, that happened in the 20s. That started in the 20s. And up until about the 90s, the people that owned property, they didn't touch people that owned property. And then all of a sudden they figured out there was a feasible way for them to steal property from people and build things on the property that would make them more money. So this development situation came into play. Whether you call it economic development or redevelopment or whatever you call it, this is what's happening in today's picture. And people aren't aware of that because there's a lot of people that don't own property.
Well, there's going to be a lot less of us owning property when they get done. When all is said and done, nobody will own property except them. These elitists.
That's absolutely right. They're working forward to having great big monopolies of apartment buildings and everybody living in cubicles like the Japanese do. No sprawling big 1-acre parcels anywhere or larger than that. They're taking people out of the rural areas and putting them into the city. And there's a lot of things people don't see because they're not involved in it.
Well, you know, I was reading, they don't see it because they're not involved in it yet, but they will be, because all of the things that we describe on this show, Bob, eventually it's going to happen to everybody. It might not be happening to you now, but eventually you are on the list. You're somewhere on the list. You may not be second or fourth or 16th, but you are on the list. It's just a matter of time. It's not if, but when you were going to be experiencing these same things, because there is an agenda being played out. There is a blueprint for action, and it's happening identically all across the country. In fact, the same thing, obviously, and I know you know this, Bob, the same thing is happening all around the world. People are being driven off their land all around the world. In fact, someone I was talking to last night had sent me an article, and I didn't read it, and I believe it was in Rwanda. I'm not sure which country down in Africa, but they were talking about how they were killing the people, burning down their villages and that to drive them off their land. Of course, all is for the implementation of this UN Agenda 21, sustainable development. I've got to find that article. Maybe if that person I was talking to last night is listening, maybe he'll send it to me again. Or somebody out there listening, if you know the article I referenced, send it to me again. I don't know if I deleted it out of my email or what, but Bob, there's a concerted effort to enact this agenda, and, you know, people, a lot of these politicians are denying it, or we've got those schmucks like Newt Gingrich who's claiming, oh, yeah, you know, he is on board with fighting UN Agenda 21, even though he had a significant, he's played a significant role in implementing a lot of the tenets of it. So he's just, of course, he talks out of both sides of his mouth. He's a liar. He's a politician.
You're absolutely right. You know, that's one of the things they teach them is how to be a politician.
Yes,
you know,
they do.
And they all go to the same schools. They're taught by the same teachers, so their theology has to be similar and in line with them. But you take somebody like Ron Paul that's a constitutionalist, and he believes in the Constitution. They don't want that guy in there, and either side of them do. So they're battling him so that he can't get in there and straighten people out.
I know. Listen, we're going to break, Bob. We'll be right back, everybody, in 3 minutes. Hang in there. Joe, Paul, and Mike, you are on my list. I'll take your calls when we come back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Mike, welcome to the show this morning. The number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number to do that. I want to say hello to everybody out there who is listening, especially on our latest station that we have picked up, which is KHFX, 1140 AM in Dallas and Fort Worth. I want to give everybody a little info. My suggestion to you is to advertise your business or service on this network. And if you want to do that, call into the network. The number is 800-724-2719. to call in to make arrangements to advertise your business or service on this network. If you'd like to make a donation for the truth, to keep the truth being redistributed, you can go to the website, make a donation. It can send a few bucks via snail mail to 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can find us on Facebook, Republic Broadcasting Network, for those of you who are fans of Facebook. And if you want to call in the show this morning to give me your solicited opinion, you're welcome to do so. 800-313-9443 is the number. And let's go to Joe in Pennsylvania. Hi, Joe. How are you? Hello, Joe.
Oh, hello, Maggie.
Joe, yes, Joe.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. It was a trouble with the connection for a little while. First time that I've called your show.
Okay.
And, just a comment to the woman that called before. I believe she called just before Tom from Brooklyn.
Okay.
And talking about how I believe in helping the downtrodden and everything else. But
we all do.
It must be voluntary, period.
I agree.
Nobody has the right to steal, even if it's for a so-called noble cause.
Nah, you don't believe in the redistribution of wealth, huh, Joe?
I have nothing against redistributing wealth as long as it's voluntary.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly, huh? What a novel thought.
You know, there have been times in my life when I voluntarily, not much, but voluntarily redistributed my own wealth for a cause I believed in.
There you go.
But not, you know, and so, you know, as far as helping the poor and downtrodden, if they could stop the income tax tomorrow, and it wouldn't hurt this country one bit because all of it goes to pay the interest on a national debt, a phony national debt that's created out of thin air from money that has nothing backing it.
From these bankster gangsters who created the con in the first place.
Absolutely. And right there, that would be the ultimate stimulus. That's a stimulus I think that most people who listen to this program would be in favor of.
Well, look at at the same time that the Fed was created in 1913, they created the income tax, and they also created tax-exempt foundations so that these crooks who were behind the formation of the Federal Reserve Bank could bury their money in these tax-exempt foundations that
exactly.
They would still control, so they would move what would have been their taxable income from the left pocket into the non-taxable tax-exempt foundation they created into the right pocket so that they could still manipulate the masses. And they wouldn't be paying the dime on the hustle that they created.
Right. And all the giving people money is going to do when we give it from the government is just going to make them more grateful and more beholden to the government itself. And they'll never, most of them are not going to turn around and now join the right side because people are loyal to whichever
hand their
bread is buttered on.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's not the solution. Getting rid of the fraudulent system that's been created is the solution. And I think, Joe, that one of the ways we're going to do that is by educating people so that they even know what the con has been all these decades. Most people have no idea.
Right. Well, education's a big part of it. I don't know if you've had Jerry Kirk on your show yet.
Hang on, Joe. We got to go to break. We'll be back. Hang on, Joe. Paul and Mike, I'm going to get to you. We'll be right back in 3 minutes, everybody. Don't go away.
Gold, ever climbing as the